This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And that's what life's about.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. You know Goo's back when we've got some camera issues.
Now, why would you dime me out, right, man?
Well, you've been dimed out because you're already on.
Well, something says beauty on my screen on the camera, so I guess I'm looking well today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, just fantastic. Good to have you back. How was your trip?
It was short, good, and I'll say this.
Yeah.
Not to get religious on you guys.
Oh, man.
I truly am blessed because when I'm away from here, I do miss you, Evan, and the listeners. I really do. So much so I called in yesterday. I didn't think you liked that, but I had to call in. You were trolling, bro.
Liddell?
Yeah, that was Ken's concoction. I was like, who's Liddell? But anyway.
There's only one other Liddell I know.
Chuck. And we had him on the show.
No. Remember former NBA player Liddell Eccles? Played
That's
for the Wizards?
That's a little before my time.
Or Bullets back in the day?
That's a little before my time. I cried over the weekend, if you want to ask. I watched in my hotel room shooting guards with Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah.
And that story with him and Chris.
Javaris Crittenden?
Yeah, Chris. Stani, I shed a tear, man, a thug tear.
Why?
It was so misunderstood and his lie. He went to prison. So I'll just leave it there. Check it out on Netflix, Shooting Guard.
But there was... He was involved in gunplay,
no,
wasn't he?
No, they were playing, and his upbringing had him go down the wrong road, and he threw away his career. And Gilbert Arenas, this is why I cried, still checks on him. They're cool, and I think he wrote him a little check, like, here's a little something.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hashtag random.
We
what do you mean, Goof finally here? I was on vacation.
Two days.
Hey, and I got a bone to pick with Evan.
I can't wait to hear it. By the way, we got a lot to talk
about. Yeah, we do.
But what do you mean I'm trolling?
Listen, I'm from the Bay Area, born and bred, and my father passed down cowboy fandom. I don't rub it in people's face. I can't. But I have friends and family that are Niners, Giants, and my Warriors. I'm a Warrior, right? So that's different than you waiting to your team beats our team, knocks us out, hurts Curry, and then you wear.
What do you mean hurts Curry?
They hurt. Well, you know, he got hurt, but
he was walking.
Stoddy, that was a bad look for the
Please.
Show.
It was a good sweater.
And you were saying what?
Bad look, but nice sweater.
Poor Evan had to deal with it. Don't lump me in with your mess.
Let me tell you something. Warrior fans are
hurting. We're hurting.
Not anymore.
Oh, Stoddy, it's about to hurt worse when the ball's tipped tonight. Just say it was bad timing.
It was actually great timing. They lost Wednesday. I waited through the weekend. All right. And I had it game three, but I was like, yeah, don't do it. Even though we know this series is over. And let me, you know what?
You could have did it because we still had hope then.
I didn't know this was going to be the start of the show, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
And I referenced it yesterday. And Warrior fans, I would advise you to take notice of this. We're going back to 1982, all right? It was the Boston Celtics versus the Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Game 7.
I remember this.
At Boston Garden. The year before, the Celtics had come back from a 3-1 deficit in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Sixers and came back and won 3 straight and won it, all right? Next year, Sixers go up 3-1 again. Celtics win the next two. Now they're playing game 7 at Boston Garden. Okay. Everybody thinks it's going to happen again, but the Sixers won 120-106. And with 5 seconds left in the game,
okay,
let's take you to the Boston Garden where they've just been beaten by the Philadelphia 76ers.
You hear the crowd is chanting to the Sixers. BLA.
The Philadelphia 76ers have won the Eastern Conference Championship.
I was 8 years old watching
Rick
with
Barry.
Norm. But listen, that's because they hate the Lakers. It was all predicated on hate. They hate the Lakers more than Philly. That's all it's about. And we hate Minnesota now. Except you.
On the YouTube chat, somebody saying that's pathetic. That's called class, people.
But it's bad defense. You're reaching.
What are you talking about?
Trying to make that correlation with the LA. They hate LA more than they hate Philly.
Who hates the Timberwolves? Nobody.
Well, I think hey.
More than OKC.
There you go, Evan. I'll get to you later. Yeah.
The bottom line is this. Once a team eliminates you, protocol suggests you then root for that team. That's the kind of fan I always have been. Yeah. And that means that it's a subtle tipping of the cap. It's called sportsmanship, and I'd like to invite Golden State Warriors fans to come
root for Minnesota tonight, huh?
And you know what? Okay, forget the Cowboys.
Okay.
And forget the Pirates, all these other teams.
How
like,
easy is that?
You are the king, and you said you were proud of when the Warriors weren't making the playoffs for 12 straight years, that then you became a Laker fan.
No, please stop. Now I adopted a team.
Now that the Warriors are out, I'm going to adopt the Timberwolves.
And I'm right behind
you. But only because they're out.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Ant.
You're welcome, Bay Area.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Ant.
Let me tell you how to fan from a non-fan. What do you think?
That is great.
What do you think about Brock Purdy? That's way too much money, huh?
I thought I had something provocative that I share with you and Evan and Milan. They're baby shameless. Milan goes, I don't think they like that, Daddy. Because I was saying it to them. I think he earned this. He already earned his money. I think he had his best chance to win a Super Bowl as top heavy and dominant as this team was on both sides of the ball. I don't know who the Niners are now, and I'm not mad. 19% of the cap, you look at these atrocities when it comes to quarterback contracts. I'm talking about Dak and how much of the cap these quarterbacks are tied to. Brock Purdy earned this money. He saved, I believe, Kyle and John's job. With that said, I do think it's going to be the most difficult football of his career, because I don't know what to make of this team, Donnie. And I know they lost a lot. Now, if they hit on every draft pick, the defense is back. The offense is back. But let's not forget, Debo on a good day is gone. Ayuk is in sick bay. Shout out to Star Trek fans. And Purdy, we saw last year, I'm not blaming him, Donnie, it culminated with no playoffs. He earned that money. That's how I look at it.
He earned it last year?
Just in totality. The first year went and got him to the NFC Championship game.
Well,
I really believe that.
Sounds to me like if you believe that had the 49ers made the playoffs last year, he should have gotten $350 million.
Well, let's be honest and put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control.
Sure.
from what he was making to what he got right now, Stoney, I think he got $350 million. You know what I mean? Like, is this the biggest jump ever in sports?
I think it's got to be.
And I get it.
I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who's gotten a bigger percentage raise than
Brock
Purdy.
But you won't fight me. You are Evan on that.
On what?
Me feeling like he's earned the money already. And there's still standards. Don't get me wrong. But, Stoney, had he not been there and been so ready, these dudes might be looking for the EDD. Unemployment.
Oh.
Kyle and John.
No, I mean, listen. We talked about it yesterday, and the fact of the matter is, whether we like it or not, there weren't a lot of options for the San Francisco 49ers. They made it clear Purdy was their man, and they ended up getting it done early enough in the offseason to make sure that they at least have some kind of stability, which they didn't have last year. My question is this to 49er fans, and I got to tell you, I came down Spadoni's road.
Oh, boy, let me tell you, Joe.
I got two questions for Niners fans. This is a team that had been in a Super Bowl window, according to many fans.
No doubt.
So how would you assess the 49ers offseason, and where are they right now? What kind of team are they? What are your expectations for them this year? They're in the NFC West, obviously, but this team has undergone a ton of changes. And I'm hearing Joe Spadoni, oh, it's great offseason. Really?
Oh, boy.
Really? But I want to know what 49er fans have to say first. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get into a lot of stuff today. We're going to talk Western Conference Finals. We're going to talk about the Warriors offseason. There's been some news coming out that way. We've got Warren Moon.
The quarterback.
Darryl the Guru Johnson's favorite quarterback.
I won't say that today. I said it one time's enough.
Well, yeah, you said it multiple times to him. It's pretty much how you introduce him. And, so we'll talk to Warren Moon about Brock Purdy and the contract Brock Purdy got and where the San Francisco 49ers are. But how is the offseason, 49er fans, and where is this team right now? Do you have the same expectations you had last year? 888-957-9570. We're going to have some fun today. Memorial Day weekend. It's almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire.
I don't even know what to say.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got the Western Conference Finals starting tonight.
Wow.
5:30.
Face of the league up in the air. SGA or Ant. Whoever wins this series.
Why don't you like the 5:30 start?
It's too early. Like, we're from the West Coast. 7, 6:30? Let us marinate. Get it, you know?
Well, it's 7:30 in OKC.
Well, how could you live there?
Goo, let me tell you something. As somebody who lived on the East Coast for half my life, one of the greatest aspects of living on the West Coast is you don't have the 10:30 p.m. start. All right? So you can watch a full slate of sports and still get a good night's sleep.
Man.
I mean, think about that, Goo.
I'd be on the street. I wouldn't have graduated high school. I wouldn't have kept a job. Exactly. Monday Night Football would start at 9:30.
I know.
At 9.
I know. My dad used to say, you can stay up till halftime.
Did you?
Watch the halftime highlights.
Did you still stay up for the whole game?
Nah.
They enforced it.
You
didn't play?
Pop says something.
I got you.
Take it to the bank.
Did you get whippings? Like with a belt? We got taxed.
Not.
The stuff we see.
Not a lot.
Okay, got you. I can tell.
People don't, young kids today have no idea.
Well, they got an 800 number you could call if you get physical.
Yeah, you go to prison now, you beat your kid.
People can't believe that my teachers in high school junior high used to have paddles.
Oh, boy.
Paddles, Evan.
Man.
They'd make the kids.
That's what we're missing.
One of the woodshop projects was to make a paddle for some of the teachers.
Oh, man.
So it was like a big baseball bat, but wider. And then you know what they actually did? These sick teachers, they put holes in it so that the wind wouldn't break the speed as it was meeting your backside.
Oh, man.
You guys have it easy. All right. Hey, who are the Niners? Who is this team
right
now?
What if I told you they're state of transition? Wow. I've talked about windows being open, closed. I don't know. I think this window right now for the Niners going into this season, coming off of no playoffs, 90 is not a big shocker. I think it's more on the close side, but we need to see, and I'll give them credit for this. All the needs that they had, I feel like they drafted for in this draft, but I can't tell you. I don't have a magic, a genie. I can't predict the future and tell you the guys that they drafted are going to ball and make contributions. Fred got his money, rightfully so, Kittle and Purdy. But outside of that, how are you going to replace Greenlaw, Hufanga, all the dudes that have meant something to you during this run? Even Armstead, I feel like they missed him. So we'll see how they bounce back. But the best thing going for the Niners, Steiny, is their schedule.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that I
talk to him.
Their Super Bowl window's closed this year.
And that doesn't mean it is. It's just how you feel, but I get it.
But this is where you got to look at things realistically. I'm talking Super Bowl, not winning the division. That's something different. So they've lost a ton of players. Do you realize how much this team is going to rely on first and second year players this year?
More than they ever have under Kyle Shanahan.
They won't have their top receiver, Brandon Ayuk, to start the season.
Man.
Their Their running back is a question mark. Trent Williams is a question mark. The only thing to me that they did that was a sure thing was they retained their best offensive player and their best defensive player.
Facts.
I don't know.
They're two best offensive players, if you want to keep it real.
I don't know if that's enough. I don't think that's enough.
Well, it wasn't last year.
I think the 49ers organization is prepared, and I was going to say a step back, though you can't have a step back from last year.
Okay, man.
You know, they're. I think what we're looking at is the year before the year for them. This is where they're going to have to use a lot of young players. They're going to have to figure out who can play and who can't play. And to me, what they're doing is setting things up for next year. And that's just the way it looks to me.
Yeah, I'm not mad. And we'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, Warren Moon. What time is 91?
1 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have him. And, you know, we can ask him his thoughts on Stoney. I love me some Jennings. I love what I've seen
as a number
Pearsall.
One.
That's a question mark. So you got Kittle and you got McCaffrey in the backfield coming off, you know, a year that, you know, he doesn't want to repeat in regard to being available. But does that scare you? And is the MVP of this offense Kyle Shanahan? And if so, and because if that's true, Stoney, is that a good thing? Because Debo's gone.
It's not a
Debo
good thing.
Debo was the secret weapon for a bunch of your success. Now he's out the door. How do you replace him? How do you scare opposing defenses?
I mean, think about it. They lost Ayuk and Debo Samuel,
well,
at least for the start of next season. But let's talk to some 49er fans, right. see what they're thinking. Let's start out with, Josh. Josh is on 580. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man? Where do you think this team is right now?
Man, what's up, guys? Happy Tuesday, right? Happy Tuesday. Yeah. Man, I think the team is in a very, very interesting spot because I think the last 5 years, you know, they've won off of the great defense, right? The defense has been the stalwart of what's been keeping them in games. It's only been over the last couple of years that the offense has really kind of took over the mantle. We saw last year without the pieces, the offense wasn't that good. But the thing is, when you pay your quarterback $50 million, you're paying him because he needs to elevate that offense.
I think
that's why Purdy is such a conundrum, because does he elevate it? Last year could be a stumble. Quarterbacks have bad years. But is he the quarterback of 2 years ago when he was in MVP contention? Because that year, what I really saw 2 years ago, what we didn't see last year, he was extending plays. He was using his feet. He was being mobile. And those are the elite of elite guys, the guys that make the plays when there isn't a play to be made. I didn't see a lot of that from Purdy last year, but I saw it 2 years ago. So now I'm kind of like, we're in limbo. Is he the guy 2 years ago? Is he the guy from last year? Because in my opinion, all the star power now is on the offensive side of the ball. You got Nick and Fred on defense. That's it. You know, they can only do so much. You got Kittle, you got CMC, and you got Purdy, you got Trent, all your stars on the offensive side of the ball. 17 points a game isn't going to cut it.
Right.
They got to be in the 24, 27, 30 points a game if they're going to win games this year. And that's what we're going to see if Purdy can extend plays, take a third and eight, make it a third and two and get the first down. Can he do that on a consistent basis? I think that's where we're going to see if this team is really made about it, because you can't rely on the defense this year. It's got to be all offensive driven. And is Purdy the guy that can make plays when plays aren't there to be made, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about him right now.
I think
good stuff.
I think a lot of people kind of feel that same way.
Because up until last year, Stoney, he's answered all those questions, you know. And now, to me, on paper, going into this season, do you have a problem with me saying this might be the most difficult task for Brock Purdy to continue to do what he's shown outside of last year with what I dare say less?
Well, that's what it looks like, at least offensively. That they're not going to have the weapons that they've had in the past. You know, the one thing, and I brought you up yesterday, Goo.
Well, because, a few times.
Because a lot of people were saying, you know, they love the Purdy deal, or they like the Purdy deal, and they think he's a very good quarterback and he can get better, et cetera, et cetera. And you said he's gotten paid for what he's done.
I really believe.
But have you forgotten? From about the midway point to the end of the season last year, have you forgotten who you compared Purdy to.
Now,
have you forgotten?
Now, we got to be careful here.
Yeah, I know we do.
Because I believe.
But you weren't careful at the time.
The Prescott contract is an atrocity. Oh, who did I compare it to?
You started saying.
Jimmy?
Yes, you started saying he's looking a little like Jimmy Garoppolo
on a bad day with some of the throws.
Okay, well, they just made him a big boy quarterback.
But I'll say this. Jimmy wasn't the reason. He took you to the promised land.
Land is winning a Super Bowl.
Well, no, to the Super Bowl with less than 6 minutes left with a chance to win.
So that's why you give him all kinds of money?
No, he did that after you paid him.
What's just playing devil's advocate here because I don't really think there was a huge decision to be made.
No doubt. You
but
said
the reality
it.
Is he didn't have a great year last year.
And they didn't.
Right.
But going into this season, I would ask you, what's your biggest concern? And we keep talking offense. Mine is this defense and giving Bosa help and Warner because they're rendered less effective if you don't have other things around you like they've had a surplus of for so long. And maybe Sala comes in here and makes these young guys, into studs right away. But, Stoney, forget we're in the Bay. If we said that with any other football team, wouldn't you say, Goo, that's a big ask to be counting on so many young guys?
Yes. Yes. And that's why, people are like, oh, Stein, are there people out there that still think this team is a Super Bowl contender? And my question would be, we can all hope for the best. They're in a division they can win.
Schedule weak.
Their schedule's weak, but their schedule's not going to be the reason they win a Super Bowl.
Mm.
And this is a team that had a Super Bowl window. They went all in last year. They went 6-11. Then they got rid of a lot of their veteran players, a lot of whom fans think were kind of getting to the dead weight stage.
All right.
And now they're coming back with a much, much younger team. I just think it's a lot to ask when we look at how many first and second year players are going to be on this team to expect them to be the team that they were 2 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not mad at that at all. And I'll just say this. This is why we love sports, because I'm just sharing with you my opinion as well as yourself, Stoney, and we don't know. It's just like the Warriors season. It looked like it was a funeral, and then all of a sudden you pull off a trade, Jimmy Butler's here, and bam. And the Niners kind of felt some of that with McCaffrey. But if you tell me he's going to remain upright for 17 games, I kind of feel like, with Kyle, they still got action, but I want to be careful because Austin in San Jose on the chat is telling me Goo almost doesn't count when it comes to Purdy getting this team to the Super Bowl. But Stoney, he's already, to me, shown you that he can get you to the championship game twice, almost get you the win in Super Bowl, Austin. I mean, because we can't forget that, but I'm looking at these quarterbacks that are ahead of Brock Purdy, and I'm looking like, man, the Niners almost got over, in a sense, on the contract. If he wanted to go Don Dada, like, I'm the man, I've done more than the Tuas of the world and the Dak Prescotts, which he has. But, man, I think the one thing that the Niners have going for him in regard to continuity, Stoney, is you got McCaffrey, Jennings, Pearsall. The offense is ahead of the defense, in my estimation.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I wouldn't disagree that the offense is probably ahead of the defense just because they've got more holdovers than the defense. But they're going to be asking a lot of some young players. Not to mention all the players who played as a rookie last year or played as first year players. Yeah, the assumption is ideally they'll improve. But that's not always the case.
So do you look at Brock Purdy differently now with this contract?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
So absolutely.
And If for whatever reason, the 49ers have the same kind of year this year as last year.
Is going to him.
Hell yeah. Yes. Or whatever the bulk of the responsibility is that every quarterback faces. And I get it. He's still not going to be on his big boy contract. That doesn't kick into the following season. But, that didn't matter for Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
When Jordan Poole got broken off a ton of money, but he had one more year under his original contract. And I just remember Dibs used to have some fun and saying, well, he's not a $25 million player right now. And he wasn't. But the reality of the situation is, yes. Brock Purdy's their franchise quarterback. And you absolutely have to view him differently. He's their franchise quarterback now.
Yeah, but now you put the ring on the finger. Are you at all shocked? Two things. That this dropped Friday when it did, and why, when this is something that is so precious, you kind of want, you know, it, as far as an owner, a team, you kind of want this big boy news out in front of everybody, but it dropped Friday. And then also, too, Steiny, are you surprised that Brock kind of didn't try to bring the house down in regard to the Benjamins?
I think he did bring the house down.
Going to what he was making.
I mean, what was he going to do? Ask for more money than any other quarterback?
I got you.
I mean, to me, he's a top 7 or 8 paid quarterback right now. What more does he want?
Yeah, and he's done more than a lot on the list.
And, you know, when I think about this team right now, I mean, Purdy obviously is going to lead this team into the future, and he's going to be viewed differently. Yeah. The expectations for Brock Purdy have changed. It no longer matters that he was the last pick in the draft. The only thing that matters is he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, and if he doesn't play accordingly, he's going to hear it, just like all the other quarterbacks on that list who get paid a ton of money who haven't gotten it done either.
Now, I got a question for you real quick before we get to the calls. So are you telling me to quit living in the past? Because when I look at Dak and Josh Allen and Jordan Love and Trevor and Tua and Goff, none of those, even Lamar and Herbert, none of those quarterbacks had even been to a Super Bowl. But I do have to ask you, Burrow has, Steiny, but am I living in the past? Because I remember just a couple years ago, Brock Purdy took his team to a Super Bowl. Or are you, no, Goo, the slate is clean. He signed a contract. All that matters is what he did after the contract.
Well, I would answer it this way. How long ago did Brock Purdy go to the Super Bowl?
2 years ago.
Right. And wasn't that about the same time that we were lauding how Jimmy Butler played in the postseason? And he wasn't the same player this year that he was 2 years ago.
I'll give you,
now,
you got
obviously
that
Purdy's in his prime.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, you never know. I expect Purdy to have a better year than last year. I fully expect that. And obviously the Niners expect that.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how it plays out.
And that will start as soon as McCaffrey's healthy from week one. It's already better. You know what I mean? He was without him. No excuses, Donnie. 8 weeks.
And
that's a long time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right, and how much can you count on McCaffrey?
That's a big question.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, they have a lot of question marks still. Let's go to Larry. Larry's in Roseville.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. You guys have become my favorite show, so even since I moved from San Jose.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, a couple things real quick is, nothing against the other guys. I listen to them all day long. Praise God. Hey, look at the Brock Purdy deal. Florio had explained it the other day, being that he scratched up his old deal, and it's like a 6 years, $45 million a year kind of thing, which I found really interesting. I think he's worth $53 million because a starter is hard to get, and he's shown that he can do some stuff in the playoffs. But $45 million is a bargain, man. And I think the Niners are going to be sneaky good this year. That defense is
good. Do you really?
I really see them going in. I'm sorry?
No, I said, do you really?
Oh, gosh, yeah, man. I'm loving this. I love the sneaky aspect of all of this. Robert Saleh, all these young studs that they got. I'm 53, man. And I love watching these young killers just come out of college and take their game up. So, especially with leaders like Fred Warner and Bosa, I think there's going to be some damage. People are overlooking the Niners, and I like it a lot.
That's fair.
Well,
that's
wow.
fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm overlooking the Niners in terms of thinking that they – listen, for the last 3 years, the Niners – and their Super Bowl odds put them at the top of the NFL. They've been a top five team,
man,
for the last 3 years, and sometimes even higher than that because the better teams seem to reside in the AFC. But can you really say that the Niners are the class of the NFC right now?
I don't think they're the class of their division.
They might not be.
That's a factoid. You know, I'm not hating. That's how it played out last year, and I think the Rams have gotten better. So we'll see. You know what happens? Seattle came in and gave you a crucial loss last year. We'll see what they do with what they got going on in Arizona. I think the Niners are better than Arizona, but this is one of the most interesting, I believe, off seasons into seasons for the Niners. And I think Stoney since the last five years, because there's a lot of question marks. And I can be honest and say some of the questions I don't think I like. Like, are you going to be able to replace Greenlaw? You know, what's your secondary look like outside of, you know, what you got back there? So and Robert Saleh's coming back in the kitchen, but does he have the same ingredients to put in the gumbo? I don't know. Is the sausage going to taste different than tomatoes?
So why are you afraid to say that they're probably not a Super Bowl contender?
No.
I need a lot to go right.
I'm on paper saying, I told you, I think the window's shut.
Oh.
And that's just natural. I said that as soon as the season ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not afraid to say anything.
Well, it's sugarcoating some stuff.
That's fine.
There's
no need to
I just haven't.
Please.
You know, we haven't worked together in a little, 4 or 5 days. I just kind of forgot. You know,
on
I'm
the
not,
other side,
not working
I got a,
with Evan.
I got a big thing for our relationship. I'll introduce it on the other side and see what you think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a tease, people.
All right, let's go to Lori. Lori's in Phoenix. She wants to talk about
girl.
The Niners offseason. Hey, Lori.
Hey, guys. So I think that you guys are kind of overlooking the fact that in 2019, this was a very young team. You had a lot of first and second year players that were drafted, and they got to a Super Bowl. So I think one of the things that I like about what the 49ers did this offseason is instead of saying we're going to pay everybody because they think they deserve it, we're going to lock down the guys that are our leaders who have performed at the highest level. And that's the expectation going forward. You want a contract with the 49ers, you better be a good leader. You better be a team player, and you better perform at a high level. So I think going forward with Kittle, Warner, you got Purdy locked down. You still have a heck of a lot of talent on this team. You also fixed your special team. You've gone back to basics, bringing in Saleh, so Kyle doesn't have to babysit the defensive side of the ball. And now it's going to be up to these draft picks. The one thing that I will say that I think that the reason the Niners haven't developed as many draft players over the last few years is because of the fact that they had so many other guys that were playing, the veterans. So
exactly.
Now these guys are going to get that same chance. So, again, we're going to find out if they did the right thing this year, pick the right player. So I think they got as good of a shot as any as they have because the division's not great. The schedule's favorable, but if they don't get there this year, it doesn't mean that next year they won't. So I think I like the direction that this offseason was taken.
Appreciate it, Lori. And I'm looking at following up with Lori there and looking at that 2019 draft. Bosa went second. He obviously played right away.
Man.
Deebo Samuel was picked in the second round. Jalen Hurd, he's no longer here. They picked Wisnowski. They picked Greenlaw. So they had four contributors. Caden Smith, Justin School played a little bit, and then Tim Harris. So Lori's right. They did get contributions from that rookie class from four or five guys. It feels like they're relying even on more than those that number this year. But, we'll see. The good news
and
for
the Jennings is in a contract year, Stani. So I know he'll never say this. He's probably isn't Jennings in a contract year?
Oh, Jennings.
So isn't he happy? He'll never say it. Deebo's gone, and Ayuk is, so he can put up numbers, and get that.
Oh, that's no, all I'm that not, matters. I mean, like
I'm not saying
let's
go
5-12, but as long as Jennings puts up numbers, winning teams don't care about numbers.
Who's the receiver they got from the Rams? Robinson, right? So maybe he'll play a part.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. 888-957-9570. Is the number. Pops in Union City wants to find out how your trip was.
I'll say good.
You have a good trip, Liddell?
No, that was Kenny's concoction. Look at Evan.
That was a good one.
Next question.
All right, Clay. All right. 888-957. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Employee pricing is back at Frontier Ford. They've extended this incredible sales event. You pay what they pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Just go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara or shop frontierford.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.